Where does my name come from?
Your name came from your dad. That was a beautiful name. When you was born, you was the only son that he had. You looked so much like him, and that's why I named you after your father.
What I love most about my father is that we both had the same name, Mark Johnson, but only mine included the middle name, Antoine. By the time I was 3, I had only seen my father, Mark Johnson Sr., like 2 or 3 times. He'd been in prison for molesting 2 children. He claimed that he never did molest those children, and I used to believe him. I was 9 when my father got out. He found work doing construction. He used to take me to houses he was building. He'd teach me cool things like how to mix cement, how to lay tiles on the floor, and my favorite was tearing down walls. After work, we hang out and do things like go to the movies. He'd buy me nachos and popcorn that I didn't have to share. Stuff my mom usually couldn't afford. But it was during those times, after work, that he began molesting me. My father told me he was trying to teach me about sex, so when I get a girlfriend, I'll know what to do. It was hard for me to make sense of it all. He never threatened to hurt me if I told anyone about what he was doing. Instead, he told me he would no longer be in my life. I didn't want to lose my father, so I promised him that I would never tell anyone. I didn't know how anyway. I was so afraid that my mom would be mad at me and I would be taken away from my family. When I turned 14, I got to the point where I didn't want to be around my father that much. Now when he asks me to go to work with him, I'll make up excuse like, I'll go some other time, right now I have schoolwork to catch up on. He started worrying that I would tell my mom about our secret. I still told him that I wouldn't. But there came a point where I had to. I wanted this to end, and I wanted this pain I was feeling to stop. I was already having a hard time in school. Boys were talking about me and calling me names like fag. They would ask me questions like, are you gay? Are you a virgin? Why don't you have a girlfriend? Because I was so quiet. They made me mad, and I'm sure I had a look on my face like I was dangerous. I felt that way. A few months after my 15th birthday, my mom and my sister Alicia had gotten to this big fight. Ever since my father came home from prison, there was a lot of fights in my home, but this one was really big. So big that my little brother had to call the cops. When they got there, they asked my sister why she was so angry. And she told them it was because my mom was getting a divorce from my dad. When I heard that, I thought, Alicia, you just don't know. It would be so much easier to have them getting a divorce and having dad out of my life than to have to tell my mom what he did to me. I felt like I had to say something. I went to the next room where my other sister was at, and I told her, I have to tell you something. She was like, be quiet. I'm trying to hear what the cops are saying. Then she told me to get a piece of paper and a pen and write what I have to say down. So I just wrote down a piece of paper. I've been raped by dad. And that's how it all came out. My sister made me tell my mom, so after the cops left, I showed my mom the piece of paper, then I told her everything that happened to me. And she didn't get mad at me. Instead, she got me, my brothers and sisters together, and like the cops suggested, she took us all to the hospital to get checked out. Later, she took me to counseling, and I love her for that. The next time my dad tried to come home, my mom locked the door. She called the cops, and when the cops came, I guess my dad heard the sirens, so he ran away. A couple of days later, he was still missing, so we decided to go look for him. A family friend drove us around to different places we thought my father might be, mostly all the houses my dad was working on. In the car, I felt nervous and sort of guilty. I didn't want him to get in trouble. But then the guy who was driving us around told me and my mom that my dad has been calling me all kinds of names. The one that really got me was the word bitch. When I heard that, I didn't even feel guilty anymore. I sat there with my fist balled up and my whole right arm was shaking. I was clenching my hands so hard, I felt like I was Hercules, because I didn't want to protect my dad anymore. All I wanted to do was get him back in jail and out of my life. And finally, that's what happened. He turned himself in later that night. Now he's in prison, and he's sentenced to be there for 32 years. I remember not long after this, I was knocking on my sister's door, and she said, "Who is it?" And I said, "Mark." It didn't sound right. I felt like I needed to get my name changed quick. I didn't want my dad's name anymore. Do you know why I'm changing my name?
Yes, I think it's okay. Because you've been through a great deal of pain by your dad. But we made it through those hard things, and we will endure.
Now I'm 17. I write poetry and songs, and I draw pictures as a release. I sign Antoine Smith on all my work. I think of the old guy, Mark Johnson, as the person who doesn't exist anymore. But I know he's still inside of me somewhere. I call him the dead man in the way. When I first thought of the name, I called it Dead Kid. But then I thought, nah, that's not right. Dead man. The part of me that's dead and in the way hasn't been the kid for a long time.